Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Walkenfuss reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field. Lenteen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lenteen. Cruz scores. Squires moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards first. Joaquin Fuss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters moves to second. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joaquin Fuss hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Borgman moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Cruz scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bruce Robbins now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-1 in the game. Poppy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Tobik now pitching. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Squires reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Morrison scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 2 in the game. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burns. Parrish scores. Poppy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3. White Sox. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Poppy moves to third. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentin. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. There goes Squires trying to get to home. Lentin throws the ball into Trammell, who relays the ball to Dyer, who tags Squires, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 11-3, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Bruce Kim now catching. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Al Cowens. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Lentine takes first base on ball 4. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Poppy hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lentine throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Nordhagen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemon moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Junior Moore now playing left field. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.